Chris Manicki.
Hey, it's Dr. Glenn Bonin here from the Carolina Veterinary Specialist.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, morning. Just wanted to give you a call. Dr. Schillinger is off the next few days, so I'm kind of taking over the wound care for Champ. And he's doing pretty well. Overall, maybe a little bit more, a little brighter than normal than yesterday. And I haven't had too much dealings with him, but the intern that's been kind of working with him all week sort of updated me on how he looks different today from yesterday. He seems a little bit more comfortable. From a wound standpoint, he doesn't have quite as much drainage, and it looks about the same as yesterday from having a peek at it with Dr. Schillinger, and I don't think it's in any worse shape. It's actually a little bit less drainage, so that may be a good thing.
Okay.
He's still a bit febrile. His temperature's still up at like 103.9. His white blood cell count is even getting higher, but it's probably because he was dumping a lot of his white blood cells into that abscess area. And then now he doesn't need to do that, so his bone marrow's already revved up to put out a lot of white blood cells, so now they're all just kind of in circulation, which is may not be a bad thing at this point. I think it means that we're gaining some ground on it, and clinically I think he's doing better. His glucose has been holding pretty steady in like the 150 to 250 range, so very steady there.
Oh, that's excellent.
And he's eating actually. He ate a little bit last night, so that's a good thing. So yeah, overall, I think he's fairly stable and in clinically stable shape. And the plan today, actually this morning, is to take him to surgery again and try and maybe even close that wound and put a drain in it.
Gotcha.
If we can do that, then he may be able to go home tomorrow.
Okay.
He'll have a drain, and I'll have some instructions as far as what to do to sort of empty the drain, and I'll have you. Usually I'll have owners take a little notebook or something or a piece of paper and just record when you empty it, how much it's emptying and what it looks like. And, a lot of times I'll have you do that till maybe say Monday or Tuesday and then come back in Tuesday for a recheck. And then we'll evaluate we look at the trends a lot of times with drains, and if the fluid amount is getting less and less, that's when we kind of determine at what point we can pull it. There's no, specific number or anything like that. It's sort of arbitrary based on how much, let's just say, for instance, every 6 or 7 hours you're emptying it and you're getting out, 50 mils. So you're getting out about 200 mils per day. And then the next day it's like 170. And the next day it's like 150. And then the next day it's like 100. It's still putting out 100 mils a day. However, it's trending down pretty rapidly. And uh-huh. Sometimes the drain itself alone will cause them to, the drain alone will cause them to make fluid because it's a foreign body in there and it can aggravate the tissue. However, if we didn't put the drain in, it would just fill back up with fluid. It could get infected and it becomes another abscess. So we put the drain in so that we can keep removing the fluid. And at some point we might even be able to, we can quantify it and see how much is getting pulled out and we can sort of evaluate that. And then the other reason is because sometimes we can analyze that fluid. We can look at it and say, do they have any bugs in there that are different than before? Are there, how many white blood cells are in there? Do they look like they're degenerate, like they're working hard to beat infection, or do they look pretty normal? So we can kind of use the fluid qualitatively to sort of get some information. So,
okay. And
so far, so good.
Do we think we'll have the culture back today that
I
we'll know
so.
What,
I
we're
just
treating him,
at it.
What we're treating
yeah.
for?
I just looked at it, and it's not back as of now. It's still pending, and again, this is not uncommon that sometimes it just takes a few days. What we do know is that there's a couple of organisms in there. There's a gram-negative bacillus, and there's also a staph. My hope is that they're fairly susceptible, so hopefully that'll be back by tomorrow, and that may be the last link if we can get this wound closed. He's eating for us. The beauty of closing the wound, too, is we don't have to continue to put him under anesthesia.
Right.
We can just let him eat. Then we can get him off some of the CRIs, the continuous infusion of insulin, and then just sort of get him on more of a standard insulin regimen that he would normally take, that he would do at home.
How's that back leg doing? Is it, because the last time, when I was there yesterday, it was raining and everything else, so, and I think they had already tried to walk him. And,
I think it seems like he's a little bit stronger based on the intern's sort
okay.
of evaluation, this associate, Dr. Gordon here, he seems to be a little bit stronger, and it might be that he's more comfortable too, just getting some of that, whenever they have an abscess, they feel crappy. It can be quite discomforting. So he might be getting more comfortable. And when you go from having, say, an abscess, you feel crappy to feeling, you know, getting rid of that, you just sort of, you know, you brighten up a bit. So.
Right. Yeah. Because when I was there, what was it, Wednesday, I guess, his leg was, it was really just like hanging there. And see, the whole thing was he was walking on it.
Yeah.
Last Friday, when did he come home? He came home Thursday. Thursday, the balance of Thursday, he kind of was just quiet and slept most of the afternoon. But by Friday, he was, he needed help getting up.
Yeah.
But he was actually putting weight on it, you know, when we'd go outside. And Saturday,
yeah,
he actually came in from outside by himself.
Right, right.
So, and
yeah,
then,
my guess is that he's,
then it,
you know,
started downhill.
Yeah, my guess is that, you know, he started feeling crappy, and then they get, you know, just like any person as well, they just get kind of weak. And they, you know, anytime you feel bad between the diabetes and the post-op surgery and the abscess that was forming and all that, I think, you know, they just end up feeling really crappy and they just get weak. I think as he improves over time, it's gonna get better. So the plan today will be to close that wound. I'm actually going to take him to surgery in about the next hour.
Okay.
And then I'll call you right after. It should be maybe around 11 o'clock. I'll be done.
Okay.
And I'll let you know how it goes, and then from there we'll just make a plan of what to do once we and there is the possibility, I guess, that it's not ready to be closed.
Right.
So that's the other thing. My guess is that it is, based on how it looked yesterday. I bet we'll be able to close it, but if we can't, then we'll do what we need to do to continue to get it managed. However, if I can close it today, after that, then we'll just get a plan together between myself and the internist here of like, where are we going to go from here? How, you know, if he's eating for us, they're going to sort of get him weaned off of the CRI and onto that more intermittent sort of more standard insulin regimen, and then maybe go home even tomorrow or Sunday.
Okay. I think this is all wonderful, but this is such a departure from what Dr. Schillinger told me last night.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, last night I thought we'd be putting him down today.
Okay.
Which, trust me, I don't want to put him down, but I don't want him to suffer either.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at this point, again, I think, you know, from my perspective, taking over his case at this point, you know, his wound may need to be closed. As far as his diabetes and his long-term prognosis and how he does, I mean, it's, you know, he's got a number of things going on. I mean, he's got bone cancer that's undoubtedly spread. They all do at that point. His time is very limited. He's got pretty significant diabetes mellitus. He's recovering from an abscess. So, I mean, he is a pretty sick dog, but the plan will be to get this wound closed, see if we can get his glucose managed without having him on a CRI. And that may be...
Right, and his glucose was doing great right up until the surgery.
Yeah.
And so, you know, my goal, what I said to Dr. Schillinger last night that I'm upset about is not having been told all of this before the decision was made to take his leg off. It was presented to me that because, you know, we did the ultrasound and x-rays and everything else, that there was no sign of cancer anywhere else. By taking the leg off, we got it. And he can live a very happy, healthy life with three legs. And that's why that decision was made. Then yesterday, Dr. Schillinger's talking about chemotherapy and everything. And I can't do that to him.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't, you know, I can't comment on what, you know, as far as like why you were told that, just because I don't know what the
right
evaluating. If it, you know, for me, if I see a dog that has a lytic bone lesion, I've warned owners that this is probably malignant cancer and it's usually bad, and that their life is significantly shorter. But it depends on what they saw. I mean, they might have saw something that looked fairly benign that they think if you take it off, he might be cured. So it's just hard to...
Right. And I understand all that, and that's kind of water under the bridge. My goal is that he doesn't die in a cage.
Sure, sure.
To get him home and where he's comfortable.
Sure.
And then when it's time, he's put down at home.
Sure, sure. And I think that, you know, that's not unreasonable at this point. You know, if we can get the wound closed today, get his drain and then functioning, get him off the CRI of insulin and onto a more standard, you know, intermittent doses or whatever he's preoperatively sort of used to and what his normal standard of insulin, you know, diabetic care is, you know, I don't think it's unreasonable to think that he couldn't go home either tomorrow or Sunday if things continue to trend in our direction. I think he looks stronger today. His blood work doesn't look outrageous, although his white cell count is elevated. That doesn't alarm me too much because we're getting ground on this abscess, and I think his bone marrow is just revved up and very, you know, working hard to get white blood cells out to try and treat these infections.
Right. So and I think it will help him tremendously. When I was there Wednesday night, there was such a commotion going on that you can see the nervousness, and he's never done well in a cage. He was a rescue dog,
right,
and he lived in a cage for the first 8 months of his life until I got him. That's why his tail was removed almost 2 years ago, is he never had hair on the very end of his tail from banging it on the bars, and it just started to die.
Okay.
And so we took his tail off, and that was the best thing that ever happened to him.
Sure.
So, and then there's the separate, you know, I've had him 5 years, and there's been maybe two nights that we've not spent together.
Okay.
And there's a lot of separation anxiety.
Yeah.
I see it in his eyes when I come, and the sex even comment, because his little stub just like vibrating. He's so happy.
Yeah.
So well, and that's why I said I'm 5 minutes away, and I can be there as often as I need to be there.
Sure. Well, you know, let me see how the surgery goes, and I anticipate being able to close it, and hopefully the tissue is behaving itself and getting better. And then once we get it closed, get the drain in, then we still need to get the drain pulled and all that, but at least we got one hurdle out of the way. The wound is at least closed. That's step number one. And then step number two will be getting his diabetes to a point where he can head home. So his sugar. So, but his surgery will happen in about an hour, and I'll call you right after that.
That sounds great. I appreciate it.
All right. You bet. Bye-bye.
Thank you.